I want to just share, as I'm walking out, some repentance about my freakish, fearish weirdness about money. I never talk about money and get rebuked for 25 years from elders and various people. We just had a financial meeting for New Life. It was awesome. It was a blessed time, and we're able to dump the account again and send some money. Some money got wired to Egypt yesterday. We've got some brothers, Waleed and Saeed, and they're going to be here in February. I've got 400 house churches, as you've heard, and we're able to send some money to them. $4,500 a month we can supply for 15 workers that are tearing it up over there. And so pray for them. They'll get that money on Monday, and we're just glad because we didn't know if we could get it supplied here in December. So we sewed that money in. It was awesome. And since then, we've had some extravagant giving to us because it's a supernatural kingdom. We gave five, and I'm telling you, like 10 times that has just come in. And it's an amazing thing how God moves on hearts and the kingdom. We just want to encourage you around supernatural economics, because you can choose two ways with economics. You can go the way of the world and try to greed and hoard and do what you want to, you know what I mean, and live in fear or live in whatever, wastedness, or you can come into the kingdom and do something that intuitively is the opposite of what it seems to prosper, but it actually unlocks something that God has set up by his law. I just want to tell you, show you this word. 2 Corinthians 9 through 11 says, remember this, whoever sows sparingly will reap sparingly, and whoever sows generously will reap generously. Each of you should give what they've decided in their heart to give, not reluctantly under compulsion, for God loves, delights in, has affection for a cheerful giver. And God is able to bless you abundantly, so that in all things, at all times, having all you need, you will abound in every good work. As it is written, they have freely scattered their gifts to the poor, their righteousness endures forever. Now he who supplies seed to the sower and bread for food will also supply and increase your store of seed, so you can retire on a beach and have, So he'll increase you and your store of seed, and will enlarge your enlarge the harvest for your righteousness, so you can give more. Just increase your pipeline. You will be enriched in every way so that you can be generous on every occasion, and through us, your generosity will result in thanksgiving to God. 3 points real quick. As I repented in this financial meeting for what I was doing, because they confronted me again. And it wasn't because we're out of debt and we're being able to give. It's just, it's all's good. But we want to more clearly deal with the subject that Jesus deals with a lot, about money. And so, number one, the kingdom of God says give, and you unlock supernatural getting. It's just the way it happens. The world says strive, 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 hoard, 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 and you get. But getting in the kingdom of God comes by this irrational process of giving and sowing by faith. Number two, God adores a joy-filled giver. He loves them. I mean, just love. Now, he loves everybody, and he loves a stingy person. But something happens in his heart when we give. And it's an awesome thing. And he loves a joyful giver. And he's asking for you to decide in your heart. I believe Amy and I are first fruits tithers. Some of you just biblically don't even believe in that. That's okay. We're first fruit tithers, then give beyond that for missions and various things. But we want to do first fruit giving because we want to seek first the kingdom of God. It's a delight in our heart to do it. I don't do it out of fear because he's going to smack me around if I don't do it. I do it because I'm gladly entering into a kingdom that operates in a different way than the world operates. And so when I do that, I engage things, and it's an act of faith. It's not about the amount. It's about the act of faith. And we do it with joy. Number three, in response to our faith giving, God supernaturally increases us and our seed for more sowing. We're supposed to be a pipeline, not a collecting place for finances. And so there's lots of war around this. You know, remember, you can't have two gods, God and mammon. And so this is an issue of worship. It really is. This is more than financial stewardship. This is a worship issue, is what it is. And what you do with this, there's nothing on the planet, I think is what the Bible's saying, that can steal your affections more than money. Money among the kingdom of this world has the most power, leverages it. There's lots of sins that we work with, but I'm telling you, money is what can grab you. And so, I just say this to you as disciples, that you might engage yourself and commit to giving in a faith-filled way to unlock supernatural economics. We love the when you give here. We've got baskets here. We don't take it up to thank you. We believe Oh, I can't. I'm going to do it again for 3 weeks in a row, and I'm going to say it. I'm still dealing with some bashfulness. But we believe that we're good soil. We do believe we're good soil to sow into. And because we're trying to steward, we got accountability. And when you invest in us, you invest in multiple tribes and all tribes in the city, because we get the privilege of ministering to them. But there are many great ministries, and be led by the Spirit in your heart about where you give. We would never want to lay hold of you and say, you can only give here. That's ridiculous. We do pray that you would consider partnering with us financially, and we think that that will be a blessed thing. So I want to say lastly, thank you. Thank you for your partnership. Thank you for every little dime that's been given that's empowered what we're able to do. It's an amazing thing. And then we get involved in the supernatural economics, and you do it, and then stories just start exploding all around us. There's so many of them happening. We're going to try to tell some of them as they come along. But in this season, that more than any season grips our hearts about economics, gift giving, gift getting, I'm just praying that maybe you could go to new levels. We could go to new levels of radical freedom from the love of money, which is the root of all kinds of evil. Father, in the name of Jesus, cleanse our hearts. Cleanse our hearts from affection and the love of money. We pray that, Lord, we would just shift us to think in a kingdom way about finances. Not an obligatory, keep a ministry propped up kind of way, but sowing into the kingdom of God and supernaturally watching things unlock. We thank you so much for what you're doing, and we trust you to liberate us fully in this area. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.